a shade of sadness and of pain, a sort of absent-minded sadness, as though about nothing in particular, and yet acute. This sadness was especially marked when he was alone, and strange to say, this man, who had been, only a couple of years before, fond of noisy gaiety, careless and good-humoured, who had been so capital a teller of funny stories, liked nothing now so well as being absolutely alone. He purposely gave up a great number of acquaintances, whom he need not have given up even now, in spite of his financial difficulties. It is true that his vanity counted for something in this. With his vanity and mistrustfulness, he could not have endured the society of his old acquaintances. But by degrees, in solitude, even his vanity began to change its character. It grew no less, quite the contrary indeed, but it began to develop into a special sort of vanity, which was new in him. It began at times to suffer from different causes, from unexpected causes, which would have formerly been quite inconceivable, from causes of a higher order than ever before, if one may use such an expression, if there really are higher or lower causes. This, he added, on his own account. Yes, he had even come to that. He was worrying about some sort of higher ideas, of which he would never have thought twice in earlier days.